we feel so far. We're second in the group. We're in the quarterfinal spin. Kept us in the loop. Got beaten by the French. Came back against the Swiss. Put four past the Croatians. It was a piece of cake. The Chris Moyle Show. Live from Portugal. National Radio 1.
Good morning, everybody. Ah, it's another lovely day.
Isn't it just?
Oh, here we are, living the life of Riley in our Portuguese villa, where it rained last night and the clouds are already up in the sky. Oh, jolly, jolly. So it's just like being back in the UK, but with a pool.
It's actually more cloudy than the UK today, I think.
Just rain across the UK yesterday. My girlfriend's in Glastonbury already.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't need to think of anything. I go out with Krusty. I don't. She's actually very nice. She's working.
She's right? Very clean, actually, isn't she?
Yeah, very clean, yeah. And she doesn't have dreadlocks or a shaved head or a camper van or anything like that. Or a dog without a lead or a lead without a dog.
Or a dog on a rope.
Yeah. So anyway, so she, it's terrible. Rain, there is already, and I have to warn you, there is already mud at Glastonbury.
I'm not going
either. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy the mud.
The Chris Moyle Show, live from Portugal, National Radio 1.
6:56 in the morning. So, big game for England tomorrow. A big day for us today because we have our first proper day activity planned, which I'll tell you about later. Right, get out of bed to this. Nice and loud. Jet, are you going to be my girl? Go! Oh, I said, are you gonna be my girl? Check them timings, Dominic Byrne. Top song's going to start this morning. You're still a bit croaky, aren't you, in a bit? You've got my cough and cold.
I know, and also, you've now given it to executive producer Reese, yeah, I noticed.
I'm a very generous man. Mm. Right, Sugar Babes coming up, Blink-182 coming up. Let's get some news to spot from Dominic and Carrie. It's 7 o'clock.
A serial sex attacker has struck again.
And Italy are out of Euro 2004.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat. Detectives in Radio Newsbeat, it's now 3 minutes past seven. You got wind?
Eh?
You got wind there?
Yeah, baby, do you want some?
No.
Okay. You got wind? I got wind. So I don't know where I go from. It's cloudy here again today.
It's cloudy here too. It's not nice.
Crap weather. It's rubbish, isn't it?
It is rubbish.
How far do we have to go before we can get some ruddy sunshine?
But I bet it's warm there. Is it not like sort of muggy?
Muggy?
Muggy. Is it muggy?
It's a little bit muggy, yes.
Yeah.
There is some mugginess.
Mm-hmm.
But they know. Muggy. I love when Dom says that.
Muggy. 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 Muggy mix.
In fact, do you want me to do the weather for you?
Go on then, yeah.
Okay.
And the weather. It's going to be muggy all day. And that's the Radio 1 weather. All day.
It's muggy. Lovely.
Rubbish weather. Bad weather.
Bad weather. So that's what it looks like today. Although, we've got a very exciting day planned today.
Yeah, what are you doing? What's your outdoor activity?
We never said it was outdoor.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, I thought you said outdoor activity.
You see. Is it outdoor?
I mean, it might be outdoor.
I don't know.
I think it is outdoor. But we didn't say it was outdoor.
No way. No.
Is it a top secret, Dave, or can you reveal?
Well, I don't know. It will be revealed at some point, whether that be now or later, who knows?
Do you know where it is, Dominic?
No.
In the north, in the south, in the east, in the west.
Whatever the activity, the weather will be...
Muggy.
There you go.
You can't
say,
be muggy.
I've got you on set. I don't need you anymore.
No, that's true, yeah. I should record every word in the English language, then you can do the news.
All I need is Carrie, and then I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything now, because then you can't record me.
Well, you know, it'll be just like yesterday's show. Don't worry about that, love. You know, feel free to chip in, by the way, or just sit there, you know, next to Dominic looking like a dummy.
All right, I'll do that then for the whole morning.
Are you saying I sit there looking like a dummy, or...
Who sits next to you?
Oh, right.
I don't know. It's too confusing. It's very early. It's 7:05.
Muggy.
We're abusing you by proxy, Dom.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll say it again. Tell you what, Carrie, you just sit there next to Dominic the idiot and not say anything.
Okay.
See now, Dominic,
that's
who
clear.
Was I insulting then?
That's clear. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, all right, then, fine. And what was the Tim Henman swearing thing all about?
Well, he got into trouble yesterday because he got a little bit frustrated out there.
Oh, blimey, what did he say?
I think he might have used the F word.
What?
For fault.
Yes.
That's the double F word, Dom.
Sorry.
Belas Rodas.
Belas Rodas.
Papa loves mambo. Mama loves mambo.
Muggy.
Look at him sway with it. Getting so gay with it. Shouting ole with it. Wow.
Muggy.
On Monday night we beat Croatia. It wasn't very hard. Scored four fantastic England goals from Rooney, Scholes and Lampard. Next we're playing Portugal, so on and on we go. Get a hat-trick for us, Rooney, and a red card for Figo.
What a night that would be.
The Chris Moyle Show, live from Portugal, National Radio 1.
A little bit of excitement from the daily routine that's different this morning.
What, the rubbish weather?
Well, I'll tell you about that in a second. First of all, I'd just like to say that Alan is now sat on the couch with his teddy. Are you having a little cuddle there, you?
I feel the need for a little cuddle this morning.
Do you need a cuddle?
Yeah.
Do you want me to cuddle you?
No, this teddy's fine.
I'll cuddle you.
So I did that.
What about Reese, our executive producer of the entire broadcast from Portugal?
He gives good cuddles, apparently.
But does he? I've been told,
yeah. The writing's on the wall.
I like the fact he drops it. I've been told. We haven't been cuddling or anything. If you're listening back home, I'd like to say to you, but Mrs. Reese, I haven't been cuddling him. But now, are you in a bit of one of them moods this morning? Not moods, but...
No, I just, I'm going to Hilton for support this morning.
Hilton is the name of his teddy bear, by the way, because he came from a Hilton hotel. It's a teddy dressed in a Hilton Hotel dressing gown.
But have you noticed that the dressing gown's not quite long enough? It rides up.
It's the teddy bear equivalent of Alid.
It's just a little bit too short,
so it shows the bottom of his bum off and a bit of a chest.
I don't do that. But I do agree Hilton's a bit of a slut bear, bless it.
A slut bear?
Yeah, he's walking around with a very short...
Chappers was saying that the other day. The bear sits on the speaker in this dressing gown. And Chappers just goes, Chris, do his dressing gown up a little bit. I'm thinking, we're all going a bit stir-crazy.
I mean, you can't see anything. It's not anatomically correct, the bear.
You know, it's like Bungle Bob's in Rainbow. If his thing comes undone, you can't see anything. It's a bear.
A bear.
Exactly. So anyway, back to the excitement. The broadband connection is down.
So I believe. I've been having problems all morning.
I'm not saying it's anyone's fault, but I'm just saying it's down, which means there's a problem with the text messages where we can't see them. You can still send them in, but we can't see them. So buzz off becomes a problem. So today, buzz off is just going to be between us. Doesn't really make much of a difference, does it?
Not really.
Turn it into a feature. So today's buzz off track is all down to you. In the Portuguese Villa studio.
Wow, what an honour.
The pressure.
I'm telling you. By the way, the show this morning officially starts at 7:30. This is merely what we call the warm-up. Just testing the mics, getting the levels all sorted. 7:30, that's when the show's going to kick in. Boy, oh boy, Dave.
Boy, oh boy.
Do we have a show for you today? Oh, yes. Do we?
I think so. Great. Well, we can cobble something together, I think, in the next 20 minutes or so.
All right, we'll do it during the next record. At the end of this record, that's when the fun begins. Yeah. It's 7:15, by the way.
Are you digging on me? Yeah. Are you digging on me? Because I'm digging on you.
She loves me.
I'm just trying to tell you.
You think?
Yeah. I love Chris. That's what she said. I love Chris. I made a slightly German then for some reason. I love Chris, he's great.
She was told to say that.
She was told to say it. Do you know what I think it is? I think she fancies me. Because I'm an older man, see?
She had a single to promote.
Like a sugar daddy. You know what I mean?
Do you want something nice from shops, love?
Oh, Chris, you're so nice. Why have I made her foreign?
I don't know. I find the whole thing quite disturbing as well.
Isn't she from, she's from kind of Somerset?
Southwest.
Devon. There you go. All right, Chris, you're so nice to me, I tell you that. Something like that. Don't know how they talk down there.
A bit like that.
Don't know how. Do you know when I said the show would start after just...
You were lying, weren't you?
No, it's starting now.
Oh, right, I'm with
you. The fun has just begun, Dave. It's 7:20. Right, so there's no texting for Buzz Off today, sorry. The only way you can take part in today's Buzz Off is if you either work on the show or you can just pretend in your own head. But that would, you know, be stupid.
Mm.
So I don't know what the deal is with the... Steve, right, one of our engineers, the one who's slightly effeminate, but is 100%
largely straight,
apparently. Well, I've got to say about Steve, he is, by and large... So, but he was telling me that it's up and down, apparently.
Apparently it comes and goes every minute or so.
Yeah. So you can text us if you want. We may see it, we may not. So, you know, in other words, don't waste your time. See, you're only wasting your own money. I have chosen a song for today, which I think will all of you will love. But you need to have an open musical mind.
Oh, no.
My mind is open.
Is it?
Mm.
Good. Right. So Buzz Off when you don't like it. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Here's this morning's great Buzz Off track.
I'm too sexy for my love.
Yeah.
Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
Let's go.
Rachel Buzz.
Already? What's wrong with it? You deaf? This is class.
Rubbish.
This is brilliant.
Rubbish.
This is proper music, this is. None of you Red Hot Chili Peppers rubbish, huh? Come on, Dave, let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
Oh, it does, yeah.
And I am too sexy for Milan.
Yeah.
Too sexy
Alan's
for
enjoying
Milan.
It.
I like this.
Your ketchup.
I remember buying it because that's single. Weren't they called Cass Singles?
Were they?
Hmm.
Fascinating.
I'm too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party. No way I'm disco dancing.
Sing it, Dave.
I'm a model. You know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk.
Where?
Yeah, on the catwalk.
Pardon?
On the catwalk, yeah. I do my little turn on the catwalk.
Dave Buzz.
No.
I thought I'd be generous and give it a chorus.
Right. Okay, so then to you, Alan.
Just me then.
Pressure's on.
Do a little dance now.
No, don't bother.
Hey, if you want to dance to it, by the way, you know, feel free.
We're all laughing.
You and Hilton the Bear.
I'm too sexy for my car. Too sexy for my car.
Dated rather, isn't it?
Too sexy by far.
That's great, it's great.
And I'm too sexy for my hat. Too sexy for my hat. What you think about that?
Too sexy, even for his own hat.
I'm a model. You know what I mean? And I do my little turn on the catwalk.
Don't worry about it.
On the catwalk. On the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk.
I love how Alan is actually...
Alan, Buzz!
No, that's not... That was you, Rachel.
Alan.
I'm
going to crumble.
Too sexy for my hand. Too sexy for my hand. You know what I mean?
Stand firm, Alan. Stand firm. Stand firm, Alan.
No, don't.
They're all tickling him to say Alan, Alan Buzz.
Shaking my little tush.
Hilton will get
catwalk.
It.
Hey, there you go.
I'm too sexy for my cat. Too sexy for my cat. Poor pussy. Poor pussy cat. I'm too sexy for my love.
You buzz in when you're ready, Alan. Ignore them. Stand firm.
Alan Buzz.
Ah! Oh.
Nearly made the end.
There you go. Perfect. So he was getting some abuse.
He was.
Reese, Rachel, and you.
Actually,
I thought you were going to go tickle him, and you just moved his tin of Red Bull out of the way.
I just could see a big sticky spillage happening, so to speak.
Well,
came
I know
wrong.
He liked the record, but I didn't think he enjoyed it that much.
Anthony, John.
Deal one.
Oh, yes. Listen again, then. You can go on and have a little listen to the gigs. All very nice. And interviews and everything. And there's photos of the gigs. The stage for the Chili Peppers look fantastic. 3 massive screens either side of the stage. You've seen them?
I saw some of them yesterday, yes.
All right, so I'm wasting my time talking.
Well, no, I'm enjoying the illustration.
Right. 3 massive screens. Well, you've been seeing the photos.
Yeah. Right. But you see, you're talking to everybody, not just me.
Okay, right. 3 massive screens. Don't say it's my story.
Oh, okay.
3 massive screens, right, mm-hmm. Either side of the stage.
How can you have 3 screens either side of the stage?
You have 3 on the left, you have 3 on the right.
I'm with you. 6 in total, then.
Yeah, but that's right. Three screens either side of the stage. Mm. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Good. Hey, do you want to play a game?
What game?
Our fault or their fault?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the Red Hot Chili Peppers little advert there mentioned...
Last night.
Last night's gig.
Which would be... incorrect.
Right, so that could be yesterday's Red Hot Chili Peppers advert. So, is it their fault back at Radio 1 HQ, or is it our fault? Because actually, it's to refer... Should we play the game?
Yeah.
Our fault, their fault.
Anthony, John, Flea, Chair.
Yeah, I've got that.
Give it away,
now. Right, cue Edith Bowman, please.
What a gig that was. Last night, Radio 1 brought you the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh! Ladies and gentlemen, their fault. I like the fact that Rachel's standing there, right? Not that she's taking this way too seriously. She's like that. Their fault, their fault, their fault, their fault. So what?
Otherwise, I'll get the blame.
You get the blame anyway, love, whether it's our fault or their fault. Because you know if it's their fault, they'll go, it wasn't our fault.
Rachel should have checked, yeah.
Right, 7:27, news and sport next after basement checks.
Tell me, is life just a playground?
Can I let you in on a little secret?
What?
Okay. The news jingle for the 7:30 and the 8:30 bulletin gets played in from our studios in London.
And that's why you do the cue coming up later.
Yeah.
Every day.
And for the past couple of weeks, right, while we've been here, it's been bugging me the fact that I say coming up later as a cue. I should really say coming up next.
Mm.
So I'll say, like, Sugar Babes and whatever, coming up later. Well, it's coming up next. Okay. So I'm going to change it. From today to coming up next. It's very exciting.
This could provoke confusion.
Mate, they're going to open up a new message board on chrismoyles.net about this. You watch today. Chris changed the end to the news. Right, Stereophonics, we'll have a nice day. And the new song from Outkast coming up next.
BBC.
Radio 1.
News beats.
Works.
You like that? See,
I like it.
It's nice.
It's better, isn't it?
More instant.
Fresher.
Yeah, let's get some news from Dominic. It's 7:30.
Detectives in Greater Manchester say a sex attack...
Opening round success for defending women's champ Serena Williams too, but even she's getting caught up in Rune Mania.
The kid's 18. The kid scored, what, 2 goals? He's doing really good. Yeah, he's a really sweetie. I'm a big fan of Rooney now, you know, and obviously Owen and Beckham. So I was really... Especially Rooney, because he really saved the team, so I'm really excited.
And British duo Elena Baltasha and Jane O'Donoghue. You are also into round 2.
Liar.
And the...
Liar.
Who's lying?
Liar. She's never heard of Wayne Rooney, is she?
She has. She was pictured in her England kit the other day.
Have you ever heard anything so fake? Oh, yeah. I love Wayne Rooney. Oh,
the kid's 18. The kid scored, what, 2 goals? He's doing really good. Yeah, he's a really sweetie. I'm a big fan of Rooney now, you know.
Of Rooney?
Owen and Beckham.
is that just me, Dominic? I'm a big fan of Rooney.
He scored 4 goals, love, not 2.
She meant 2 in the last match.
She watched the Croatian match, didn't she? She scored 2 in that one.
I love Wayne Owen. He's just fantastic. Oh, yeah. I support the Ingerland. Yeah, oh, they're great, yeah. Shut your face,
John, the weather.
Liar. What?
John, the weather.
Yes, please.
Wet and windy in most places this morning. Some sunshine later in southern England and South Wales.
One road travel.
It's all Merseyside Motorway Wednesday. On the M53, the southbound entry slip road is closed at Junction 1 at Wallasey for roadworks. That's going to stay shut until mid-July, so instead of waiting a month for it to reopen, try and find a different road.
One road travel. On Radio 1.
And it's now 7:34.
You had a bit of a big day yesterday, didn't you, my love?
Who, me?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
I did. When you talked to it. Yes, I did. It was very exciting. I went to a very posh hotel.
That's great. And how was your day yesterday, Carrie?
I had a lovely day, actually. I went to see my sister in Cambridge and we went shopping together.
Lovely. Lovely.
It was a nice day. She's up in Cambridge. She lives up there and she's moving to Scotland in 3 weeks. So it was our last shopping trip together.
Why is she going up there?
Because her husband's got a new job up there, so she's moving up with him.
It's lovely in Scotland, isn't it?
She married your sister?
Yeah.
She never told me.
Really?
I thought I was the only one. I'm just talking to you because I didn't really think I was being rude to you in the last bulletin.
That's all right.
You weren't rude to Carrie. You called me an idiot.
Yeah. Well, you are an idiot.
Yeah. No, but seriously, I just wanted to think... that my silly jokes were actually me being seriously rude, because I'm very... I think you're a lovely girl and you're doing an excellent job.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, I won't take it personally, don't worry.
Yeah, no, seriously, don't get too kind of upset by my, you know, silly sexist remarks. All right there, sweet cheeks?
Yeah.
Right, anyway, Dominic, so tell us about this hotel while the bin goes off and makes some tea.
That's nice. I went to a very posh hotel and interviewed two legends of small screen and big screen.
The Chuckle Brothers.
No.
Jeffrey from Rainbow and Charles Bronson.
No, again, no.
No, actually, just suddenly realised,
no.
You could have nearly fallen into the same trap as moi.
I think yeah. I could have done, yeah. Because one of those is dead.
Mm.
No, let's not go down there. So who did you interview yesterday?
Jackie Chan and Steve Coogan.
There you go. Did you ever think you'd see the day where you'd be sitting in the same room as Jackie Chan and Steve Coogan?
No.
Right. So we'll have the highlights of that interview coming up in a second.
Yes, please.
Great. Can you say, here's the Stereophonics?
Yeah, here's the Stereophonics.
No, you've got to sell it, though. You've got to...
Here's the Stereophonics. All right, go on.
No, hang on. Put some life into it. Here's the Stereophonics.
Here's the Stereophonics.
A weekend gig's coming up. Tell you, Dom.
Weekends on 5 Live with Dominic Byrne.
What?
Nothing. I think it'd be good.
No. 7:37. Radio 1. Morning.
San Francisco Bay. Can you
imagine him going to like pop idol auditions? Okay, next. Want to sing a song? I've been doing a bounce, let me just stop you there. Seriously, it's not working. He wouldn't get past the first stage, would he? He'd be on TV in the funny auditions section.
Like that fella in the gold suit.
What's your name? Andre 3000. It's what? Is your surname 3000? What's that? Yes, this is my mum, Maureen 3000. How much do you know? I don't know, it's just a thought. Isn't that right, Dominic?
That is right.
Hey! It's all going well with the new girl, by the way.
Yeah, she's doing really well, isn't she?
Yeah. Is she less mad than Juliet in the morning?
Oh, yeah, obviously, yeah.
Must be weird working next to a girl in the morning that smells of perfume rather than, you know...
Toilet duck.
Or white wine.
Yeah. You don't get that kind of silk-cut, you know, stale Tetley's smell in the morning, then.
I'm not missing the white wine, I must admit.
Are you missing us, Dominic?
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
Because you're back in London, and we're still here in the villa in Portugal.
It's very wet and very cold as well this morning in London.
You'll be pleased to know, Dominic, though, it's just started raining here.
That is good, actually. It does make me feel slightly better. Sorry.
It's very, very cloudy as well. It's a horrible day so far today.
It was peeing it down, wasn't it, for the football yesterday?
What, in Portugal?
Yeah, for the Italy game.
I didn't know that, actually. You know why? Because we had a barbecue... For the competition winners, because it's their last night. Last night, they leave today.
Yeah,
and we were having a lovely little do with some food and some great entertainment.
That included ominous. Me.
I was singing.
Nice. Bit of Elvis.
And Reese. What?
Bit of Elvis.
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, very nice.
And Reese was on the guitar, and Steve, one of the engineers, he was singing as well. He was dressed in a kind of. If you imagine this, right.
Mm.
Half Justin from the Darkness, half Timmy Mallet outfit. Which means he had a shirt completely undone, right, which is always a bad look, and a pair of Timmy Mallet-style trousers. And he's walking around, you know, very confident. Drunk, obviously, is what I mean. But he sang beautifully, really did.
He did the blues, Dominic.
Did he?
Mm. Yeah.
I woke up this morning, my woman was dead. Dead. That kind of thing.
But the blues is kind of lost if he's wearing Timmy Mallet trousers, presumably.
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah. Actually, I must say, at the game the other day, by the way, the Croatia game, there was somebody who was dressed as Justin from the Darkness. Which I'm very bizarre. I didn't even know he was a Croatia fan.
The highlight, though, Dominic, last night of our entertainment was just before the competition winners left and we bid them farewell after this momentous journey, we pushed them all in the pool fully dressed.
That's nice.
Right.
Well done,
and
Dave.
And And we had a beautiful moment with Andy, who we all, you know, think is... and Andy, I did that... mate, how stupid did he have to be? Standing by the pool, and I come up to you and go... And I start checking my pockets, and I go, what have you got in your pockets? And I start tapping his pockets. And he goes, nothing, no, no. Oh, you after a cigarette? No, I don't smoke, mate. Look, I've got nothing in my pockets. Opens his pockets to show me, and I just pushed him straight in. So then he gets out and he goes, do you know what? Honestly, I didn't see that coming at all. And where's he standing while he's saying this to me? Right at the edge of the pool again. Honestly, I didn't see that coming at all. Really? Yeah. In that case, push. Mm. Straight back in again.
Get swimming.
Five times, Dominic. Five. Then, right, we push in a couple of the others, including Tracy. And Tracy, very disappointed, she had two tops on. Then, right...
Two tops Tracy?
Yeah. Then she goes, oh, I've lost a bracelet. My bracelet's in there somewhere. So what do the other competition winners do? Lean over the pool to have a look in. push. They all go back in
again.
It's
too easy.
I'm telling you. You should come out, Dominic.
Do you know what? I think I will.
Why don't you come out?
I might come out this weekend and see you.
Yay! On your own or with your missus?
With my missus.
Oh, yes, get in. I mean, come, yes.
What, like, the more the merrier is what you mean.
No, because yeah, I prefer her to him. Hmm. are you going to come out?
Yeah, I am going to come out, actually.
Where are you going to stay?
In a hotel that I don't know the name of, but it sounds
Fawlty
nice.
Towers.
Yeah,
oh,
I think it might be.
Actually, Reese is now looking, shaking his head, going, I don't bloody think he is. It's all booked up.
It's about 5 minutes away from you, apparently.
I tell you what, you can sleep on the couch.
All right, nice one.
All right, and then I'll sort something out for you, Mrs. Upstairs. Right, so tell me about yesterday.
My darling. Went to interview two legends, Steve Coogan and Jackie Chan, who are in a new film together called Around the World in 80 Days.
Is it like Willy Fogg?
It is like Willy Fogg. It's also a bit like Phileas Fogg as well,
I thought it was Phileas Fogg. Was that not the journeyman?
Wasn't the cartoon Willy Fogg?
I don't know.
But it's based on Phileas Fogg. It's based on the Jules Verne novel.
80 days around the world, we'll find a pot of gold. That's right.
It's opened in America already. It had its premiere here last night, too. Yes. But I interviewed them before the premiere.
Wow.
Due to the success of previous interviews, including C-3PO. So we had a good old natter with them. Steve Coogan I interviewed first. He was a beautiful man. Very funny, and talked a lot about the film, and there's a lot of stars in the film, other than these two. There's Kathy Bates, and there's Richard Branson as well. I won't necessarily call him a star. Arnie Schwarzenegger is in there, though, for a bit of cameo appearance, and he wears the most hilarious wig you'll ever see in your life, kind of matted hair look, with ringlets, which is beautiful. So I asked Steve about the wig, whether it was his idea to wear it.
We have to have the look like the girl with the short hair and everything. And he went, just tell the studio that I want to wear the wig. Nobody has leadership qualities anymore. Nobody has balls anymore. What's wrong with people? Tell them I'm wearing the wig.
And luckily for us, the wig won.
The wig won, yeah.
Lucky.
Sorry, I played the clip at the same time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Is that where we're having
double?
Did you not notice? No, I did notice.
It sounded like a Dalek.
Yeah.
But I think we played it virtually the same time.
That's because we're... Well, I've got the clips here, so I can play them if you want. It's up to you.
Greedy guts.
No, whatever. Nice hearing double Steve Coogan, whatever. So, he obviously talking about the wig and pretty decent Arnie impression too. And then we had to ask him the obvious question that we ask everybody, you know, what's your favourite cheese? This is the most comprehensive answer, Chris, we've ever had to this question, okay?
Brilliant.
Here we go.
To be honest... my favourite cheese is, I say to be honest, like I'd lie about my favourite cheese. What would that get me? What would that gain me? I used to be a kind of a mature cheddar man, but since I've gone all airy fairy and cosmopolitan.
You've changed, haven't you?
Yeah, I do. I like Dolciolati. But that creamy blue cheese, it's very, very nice. You only need a little bit of it, because I've been living in LA. You need a little bit of it. On a little slice of it and a little cracker, but Dolciolati is just fantastic.
Is it the subtlety of the cheese?
It's not. It's incredibly. It's very creamy, but it's a bit like it's got the sort of blue cheese, the blue veins of a Stilton, but it's got a soft creaminess too. So it's very, very posh cheese.
Okay, that's lovely. A lot of cheese information there for you, Chris.
How long was that?
That was a long answer to a pretty simple question. What is your favourite cheese? But he's passionate about cheese.
What was he like, Steve Coogan?
Really nice. Really nice guy and very funny and very relaxed and would sort of make lots of jokes and stuff. He's just a really nice guy. Genuinely very friendly guy.
Because I've heard stories about him that he's a bit of an idiot, but I'm a massive Steve Coogan fan.
I am too.
Genius.
I heard those stories too, and
he was all right.
Really nice guy, yeah. Genuinely, really friendly guy. And bearing in mind, you're sitting opposite Alan Partridge. It was, you know, he was really cool.
Did he get your photo taken?
No, we forgot to take a camera.
Oh,
so annoying.
Rubbish.
I know. We said that on the cab back. Me and Will, producer Will, went, and we both between us failed to bring a camera. Just rubbish. Anyway, I got him to record a drop, a little voiceover thing for you. He does it very well, obviously. This is him.
Hi, I'm Steve Coogan. When I'm in town, I like to listen to Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
That's nice, isn't it?
It's quite creepy, that, as well,
plays Pauline Calf? You know Pauline Calf? He was doing that kind of face during that, during the voiceover. That kind of
turned
up.
How does that face go? Show me.
It's like this.
Right.
Theatre of the mind there.
Yeah, I've got you there, okay. I like that. Let me hear the drop again. Can I hear the drop again?
Hi, I'm Steve Coogan. When I'm in town, I like to listen to Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
It's creepy, actually.
It is creepy, isn't it? I find it quite intimidating. He's a very funny man.
So that was Coogan, and then you did the legend that is Jackie Chan.
Yeah, being in a room with Jackie Chan was an experience in itself.
All right, well...
Go on.
No, I was just going to say we'll do that in a second.
Okay, cool.
Okay, first of all, we have to play the record from the 5678s. Woo, woo, woo!
This is Sachiko from the 5678s, and this is our song.
So Dominic and Jackie Chan next. Life just doesn't get any better. That's everyone faster than 8. Is Jackie Chan a big fan of the Woohoo record, Dominic?
Massive fan, probably, yeah. He looks like he would be.
And Steve?
Probably not so much.
Oh, okay. Right, we're going to fly through this because we're going to be late as it is for
the news.
All right,
fine. Well, I'm standing in a room with Jackie Chan, the legend that is Jackie Chan. I was painting a picture for you.
Okay, love that.
So he's there opposite me, and I ask him a question. To be honest with you, I can't remember what question I asked him, but this is what he replied, which sounds absolutely hilarious.
They want to be sure. Boom. Are you sure? I want the best one. Boom. Sometimes the first one may be the best one. And later on become a... I'm ready to skip. Boom. The first one... The second one, boom, the third one, I'm ready to use my head. I use my leg. It is very hard.
I have no idea what I asked him.
Was that the first question?
Yeah, I don't know what I asked him. I think I just said, hello, how are you? And then he just went, boom. And so, that's nice. Now we have the Jackie Chan game. This is called the Jackie Chan Broken Bones game. During the interview, I asked him how many bones he's broken because he does all his own stunts and everything.
Yeah.
So what you've got to do is guess how many times he says the word broken.
How long's the answer?
15 seconds.
Four times.
Four times, okay. Dave?
I'm going to say more. I'm going to go for seven, Dominic.
Okay, fine. All right, fine. So this is how many times Jackie Chan, bear in mind he's pointing to bits of his body when he says this, all right? So it's not fantastic radio. This is him.
I fractured my skull, I cut my eyes, broken, teeth is gone, and the shoulder twist, crack, broken. Broken. Crack. There's so many.
Now, bearing in mind, when this interview is going on, Will is absolutely killing himself in a corner in the same room as Jackie Chan.
Was that nine?
I think
bones?
I win that.
I had 11, but...
really?
10 or 11. He had a kind of triple broken and then a double broken in the middle. Anyway.
Mate, you know what? I'm going to... I don't want to rush through this. I'm going to play a record, and then can we do it a bit later?
Yeah, of course.
Because I think the Jackie Chan thing is very funny. Rather than rush it, we should come back.
There is more to come from Jackie Chan, yeah.
Well, mate, this is what I mean. I want to hear more.
Okay.
So, maybe quarter past eight, 10 past 8, we'll do part two of Mr. Chan.
Lucky.
Okay.
More lovely.
Thank you. Cheers. So, one more time, I'd like to hear the broken clip, and then it'll hit the vocal perfectly on McFly's new single, obviously.
Okay.
Which charts on Sunday, and then the news will be late.
That's right. So you just give me 2 seconds to play that, then, and...
The Chan Broken you're looking for.
Okay, I've got it. You ready?
Go!
I fractured my skull, I cut my eyes, broken, teeth is gone, and the shoulder twist, crack, broken, crack. There's so many.
Recently I've been.
If you know a man called Reese Hughes, he's our executive producer of the entire Portuguese broadcast. If you know him, if you're a friend of his, if you've ever been out with him, he likes this song by McFly. She's out of my league, I'm wasting my time. I must admit, so do I.
And he liked the first one as well, he just said.
Yeah.
He's a big McFly fan.
He's a McFly broken. I'll be going into the chat on Sunday. Listen from four with Wes to find out where it goes. McFly and obviously... Faithless on the way, Mario Winans plus Mauro Dominic and Jackie Chan after we get some news and sport. It's 2 minutes past eight.
A serial sex attacker has struck again.
And it's all over for Italy and Portugal.
BBC. Radio 1 Newsbeat, it's now 6 minutes past eight.
Sorry about that, we were late for the news then because we were having what is known in the industry as Jackie Chan fun. Broken, crack, broken, crack. Do you know what it is?
What?
I'm many miles away from Chaz and Dave's Rabbit.
I'm sure you can find the music somewhere.
I'm sure, you know, but I'm telling you, it's not a million miles away.
I fractured my skull, I cut my eyes, broken, teeth is gone, and the shoulder twist, crack, broken, crack. There's so many.
Oh, you know, you can do Chan and Dave.
You know the child's game, the song where heads, shoulders, knees and toes?
Mm.
That's what he's doing all the way through this. Not bearing in mind this is radio. He's going broken, crack, and Will's right, on the floor.
Part two of that then coming up in a couple of records time. Right?
Right.
7 minutes past eight, it's BBC Radio 1. Good morning.
All the subtle flavours of my life are become bitter seeds and poisoned leaves with...
Oh yeah, I'm getting down with the funky sounds.
You a big fan of Mario Winans, Dominic?
A huge fan.
Yeah, I thought you were.
And did you hear the little adverse we played before that?
Yeah.
Portuguese adverse. I've got another one for you. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay.
Esta semana na Lux, a dor de Inês e Matilde pela morte de Sousa Franco. Lux, já nas bancas.
There you go. This is hair gel, obviously.
Bellas bancas.
That's right. It's quarter past eight in the morning. I'm Chris Moyles. Hi, this is my friend Dave.
Hi.
This is my friend Dominic.
Hello.
Oh, what a threesome.
The Chris Moyles Show, live from Portugal, National Radio 1.
So we're talking Jackie Chan with Dominic. You met him yesterday in a hotel.
Yes.
Broken, crack, crack, broken. He's funny.
He is funny. Have a guess how old he is.
He's 48.
Well, 50.
50.
Well, I didn't know he's that old. I thought that's amazing. He's in pretty good nick.
He's tiny as well, isn't he?
He is. He's squat.
What?
He's squat, apparently. That's how Steve Coogan referred to him.
Nice.
Is he a nice man, Dominic?
He's a lovely man. He's very funny. He smiles at everything, regardless whether you ask him a question or not. And he says things that I don't understand.
He's
my
a legend,
friend.
Though.
He is. He's an absolute legend. He does all his own stunts.
He's my friend.
I like him. He does all his own stunts. He hates films with special effects in them. He likes to sort of get hurt, and that's why he broken many times.
I can't believe, seriously, I can't believe he didn't bring a camera and get a photo.
I know.
Let alone Steve Coogan, but definitely Jackie Chan.
I know. We were kicking ourselves. It's not good.
Well, did you kick each other?
No, we didn't. Otherwise, we'd end up with broken. Sorry. Look. Oh, dear. So, we asked, shall I play the clip again? I know we've heard it once before.
Yeah, let's play again.
All right.
Just explain. Hang on, stop.
Sorry.
Explain to everybody exactly. This is Jackie Chan.
Okay, yes. This is Jackie Chan, the man who's broken more bones in his body during filming than probably any other actor. And we wanted to know how many bones he's broken. But instead of saying, I've broken my knee, and also my ankle, he didn't do that. He just pointed to parts of his body along the lines of heads, shoulders, knees and toes thing. And just said the word broken many times.
I fractured my skull, I cut my eyes, broken, teeth is gone, and the shoulder twist, crack, broken, crack. There's so many.
There are so many. That's
it's like some kind of special, you know, Star Trek code.
It is. Broken, broken, crack.
Crack, crack, broken, broken, crack, crack, over.
So I asked Steve Coogan one of our favourite questions on the show, which obviously is, what's your favourite cheese? And he gave us a long answer.
He answered it for about an hour.
He did, yeah. He went on about blue veins in Stilton. And then we asked Jackie Chan our other favourite question on the show, is, what's your favourite
Back to the Future movie?
Absolutely, of course. Now, bearing in mind, I'm not asking him his views on world peace or anything. Do you know what I mean? It's not the most complex question. There are only one of three answers. Have a guess how long it took him to answer it.
30 seconds.
Okay, here you go. You ready?
Yeah.
Another question that we ask all our top Hollywood people is, what's your favourite Back to the Future film? Have you seen any of those?
Back to the Future.
Yeah. Do you remember with Michael J. Fox?
Yes.
Yeah. Which one's your favourite one, do you think, for artistic merit? That's a toughie, isn't it?
Yes.
It is a tough one. Most people say the first one, kind of, is because it's the original and the best.
Yeah, difficult.
It is difficult, yeah. It's very, very difficult.
Okay. Part one.
Go with the first one?
Yeah,
okay, fine.
Go with the first one.
He settled on the first one. That's an edited version of that clip as well.
Really?
The actual answer is about 2.5 minutes.
Was he just sitting there contemplating for all that time?
He was taking into account the artistic merit of each film. And the sort of stunts, because obviously he's a big stunt fan.
Did he get the impression that he'd never seen Back to the Future
never,
ever? Either one, two, or three?
Never heard of it.
Right.
Didn't really know who Michael J. Fox was, I don't think.
I don't know what's funnier, him going, taking it seriously, or you going, it is a toughie.
I'm trying to help him along. It is a tough one, isn't it?
Let me hear it again. I want to hear that again.
Okay, here you go. Another question that we ask all our top Hollywood people is, what's your favourite Back to the Future film? Have you seen any of those?
Back to the Future.
Yeah, do you remember with Michael J. Fox?
Yes.
Yeah. Which one's your favourite one, do you think, for artistic merit? That's a toughie, isn't it?
Yes.
It is a tough one. Most people say the first one, kind of, is because it's the original and the best.
Yeah, difficult.
It is difficult, yeah. It's very, very difficult.
Okay.
Oh, part one. Go for the first one.
Okay,
part
one. There you go.
That's my favourite bit when he says okay at the end.
Okay. I'm going to give you an answer.
You just said blinding inspiration.
Thank you, Dominic.
Okay, there's one more little thing to do. Yeah, like we did with Steve Coogan to get, you know, hi, I'm Steve Coogan. When I'm in town, I listen to
All
whatever.
Right, okay, great.
This is Jackie Chan's version.
Brilliant.
Hi, this is Jackie Chan, man. You're listening... Crystal.
Right. What I actually asked him to say there was, hi, if you could say, hi, I'm Jackie the Man Chan. You're listening to Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Right.
Hi, this is Jackie Chan Man. You're listening Crystal.
Chris Moyles, his name is.
You're listening Chris Moyles.
On Radio 1.
On Radio 1.
Big fan of yours, by the way.
If you edit those together, that would be a terrific little jingle.
Yeah. It would, yeah.
It won't be a million miles away from...
This is Sach Gaw from the 5678, and this is our song.
Cue Jackie Chan.
Hi, this is Jackie Chan, man. You're listening Crystal.
Chris Moyles.
Crystal.
His name is.
You're listening Chris Moyles.
On Radio 1.
On Radio 1.
He's a legend.
Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you.
It's 8:21 at Radio 1.
A healthy argument to start.
Hi, this is Jackie Chan, man. You're listening Crystal.
Chris Moyles, his name is.
You're listening Chris Moyles.
On Radio 1.
On Radio 1.
Just say, hi, I'm Jackie the Man Chan.
Hi, this is Jackie Chan Man.
No. Jackie the Man Chan.
Hi, this is Jackie Chan Man.
No, you do it the other way around.
Hi, this is Jackie
the Man
Chan Man.
Man, no, right, that'll do. Thanks very much. Brilliant.
He sounded like he had a cold as well, Jackie Chan Man.
Is that what you
he sounds bummed up.
It's the Ordinary Boys and Talk, Talk, Talk on Radio 1. It comes out next week.
It's going on with that.
Yeah? As you ever, Monday morning. Yeah, there you go. Right, it's 8:25.
You've got the...
Has Alan gone back to bed? Where is he? What?
Hello?
Where is he? I can hear his voice.
I'm here.
Where?
Here.
Where? I can hear your voice. Whereabouts are you?
In the front room.
Wow.
He's right
in there. He's in the front room of our villa. Isn't modern technology fabulous?
I've got a croissant.
Wow.
With cheese melted inside.
Wow. Yeah. Who cares?
Fine.
Yeah,
no, that's fine.
I'm minced, you know that.
Fine.
So, Dave, let's tell the nice boys and girls listening to the show what we're doing today.
What, now?
Yeah.
Today is very exciting because it is the first ever Radio 1...
Hang on. Hold that thought. We'll tell everyone in just a few seconds. It's a tease, Dave.
I'm with you.
It's a tease.
Right.
And then after the news of sport, Dominic will go... One road travel on Radio 1. It's now 8:34. So, Chris and Dave, what are you doing today? That's what Dominic's going to say.
It's genius.
Yeah, it's okay. Thank you very much. Right, coming up then, Kelis and Trick Me and the Red Hot Chili Peppers coming up next.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Meanwhile, let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8:30.
Detectives say a sex attacker has struck...
Opening round success too for defending women's champ Serena Williams, but she's getting caught up in Rune Mania.
The kid's 18. The kid scored, what, 2 goals? He's doing really good. Yeah, he's a really sweetie. I'm a big fan of Rooney now, you know, and obviously Owen and Beckham. So I was really, especially Rooney, because he really saved the team, so I'm really excited.
Sounds like she quite fancies Rooney.
She's a liar. She's a liar.
Do you really think
Why
can't she be into football?
She can be into football, Kerry, but you know as well as I do, right, that she's been told to say that. She's been primed on that. But I'll tell you why. Because she said, I'm a big fan of Beckham and Owen. Owen's been crap.
He has been dreadful. I'll give you that. She's definitely completely way off the mark with that.
Some would argue he's set up to the goals, but, you know, bar that.
He did, yeah, he did do that, but he has been... I mean, he's supposed to score them, really, isn't he? That's what he's there for.
I think he's lost his confidence. That's what I've been saying.
I think he has. Well, he missed a sitter, didn't he, against Croatia? I mean, he was sat there, everyone was trying to pass to him, going, come on, score a goal, and he just...
That's right. You know, it's strange, actually. That's exactly how Dave and I and Chappers were at the game. Come on now, score a goal.
Come on, Michael.
It's like Mary Poppins. Now, Michael, come on.
Sorry, my darling.
Are you taking the mic out the way I speak?
No. Me? Never. No. Have you finished the sport?
There's one more line, actually. I'll just squeeze it in. Right. And British duo Elena Beltacher and Jane Donoghue are also into round two.
Brilliant. There you go. Hey, I'm glad we got that last line in, Dominic?
And the weather. Mainly wet and windy around the UK this morning, but it's sunshine later in southern England and South Wales.
One road travel.
All Merseyside motorway Wednesday. It's the M53. The southbound entry slip road is closed at Junction 1. That's Wallasey for roadworks. That's going to stay shut until mid-July, so instead of waiting a month for it to reopen, try and find a different road.
One road travel on Radio 1.
And it's 8:34.
By the way, the thing...
Sorry.
Welcome. No.
Okay.
I'm interrupting.
Sorry.
The thing about Rooney and Gerrard, by the way, I know we set up this nice little link and everything, but you can play the one road travel out again and do it again, right, Tom? But the Rooney and Gerrard going to Chelsea thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm not... Just... All I'm saying is... Right. Rooney. I think I know where he's going.
Where's he going?
Ipswich.
You reckon? Is that insider information?
Yep.
That's a brave call, that Ipswich.
Yeah. Listen, I can't reveal my sources.
I mean, anyone would be tempted, wouldn't they, to go to Ipswich,
Richard.
Really?
Richard, huge the engineer, move. Right? He was telling me last... He's an Ipswich fan. He was telling me last night that he reckons Rooney's bound for Ipswich. Granted, at the time, he had his boxer shorts around his ankles and was swigging Baileys out of a herb cereal bowl. But he reckons Ipswich.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't go down the bookies or out like that, though. Do you know what I mean? Just, you know, you'll probably lose. Right, one road travel and then Dom your cue.
Okay,
one
fine.
Road travel on Radio 1.
And the time now is 8:35. Chris and Dave...
Hello.
What are you doing today?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, Dominic. Dave, why don't you tell them what we're doing today?
I'd love to. Right, here we go. Dominic, today is the first ever Radio 1 go-kart Portuguese Grand Prix.
Fantastic news.
That's right. All of us will be journeying to a go-kart track near us here.
Journeying
to a go-kart track near us in Portugal, and the race will commence at approximately 3 o'clock.
How bloody long does it take to get
Hey, I'm going to have a kit first.
Are these those real fast go-karts, the series?
They're proper ones, yeah. And so there'll be me, Chris, Rachel, Allard, Reese, exec producer, Chappers, Stephen, Richard, the engineers, in one of the most hotly anticipated races this year.
Are you going to record some bits?
We might do.
So we can hear it in the morning.
I think you should. We've got to hear this.
But, you see, here lies our dilemma, because the weather today is slightly overcast and slightly wet. So, we're thinking, should we go for the two-stop
pit strategy,
or go for three stops? And do we go for intermediate tyres or slicks?
This is a quandary.
It's getting quite technical, isn't it now?
We're stuck in a quarry, Dominic.
You sound as though you are.
And in the background, it's like some sort of a cappella Fleetwood Mac impersonation.
Are you worried about Chappers during this race at all?
No.
Right. He's very competitive, isn't he?
He is competitive, but right. I think his legs are going to be too long for the go-kart.
Ah, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah, right, Chris?
You finished?
Yeah.
Hey!
You were carried away there.
So it's going to be good. So do you want to take odds on first, second, third, and last place?
Okay, last place, Allard.
Allard last, okay.
Just
bringing up the rear.
Yeah, and then...
In first place, Reese.
Reese in first place.
Bit of a roadhog. I'm going for Dave second.
Dave second.
And you Everyone third. Does.
Me third.
Yes.
Okay, Carrie in last place.
I'm going to have to agree with Dom. Yeah, Allard, yeah, it's got to be Allard.
Yeah, and then 1, 2, and 3.
I reckon Dave might steal it, you know. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about, which is quite frightening.
Think he might be right. plus his very irritating competitive sports streak. He's bound to fly ahead.
Yeah.
Second place?
I think it could be you. A close second. Yeah. Chappers will come in third, I think.
No, it's a bad call there. I'm going for Dave to win, Chappers second, Reese third, and Allard last, just ever so slightly behind me.
What about Rachel?
Rachel was saying this morning, I might not do it, you know. She might chicken.
I'm slightly scared.
Don't be scared, Rachel. They give you helmets and everything.
Right. They give you helmets, right?
Allard, now Allard, I feel safe.
Allard looks scared already.
I bet he is.
It'll be fine. I think I'm quite competitive when it comes to racing, so...
Can I just say, Allard's green microphone today matches his shirt.
Do you want to hear something scary?
What?
I changed my top.
You are so sad!
To match the microphone?
Yeah, I thought red was clashing, so I changed the top.
Unbelievable.
But I'm not going to come last.
I want to do a little thing with the for the nation. Yesterday, obviously, we were celebrating our big football win, and we got loads of jingles made up. And I know it's a little bit about the football, but I wanted to play it because it takes ages to make these jingles, and we only played it once. This is the England-Croatia curry jingle, Dominic.
Go.
Hear me press the wrong button. I managed to miss it by a mile. Here's the England-Croatia curry jingle.
Go.
So the team behind these jingles ordered in a curry. Plain boiled rice, pressed rawry naan and chicken tikka madras. By the time that we had finished, England kicked Croatia's ass.
England!
The Chris Moyle Show, live from Portugal, National Radio 1.
Brilliant. Classic.
Genius.
It's 20 to 9 at Radio 1. Good morning!
Vocês estão ouvindo diretamente Chris Mullis de Portugal.
Cheers, love. You may not be aware, but the Red Hot Chili Peppers actually played in London's Hyde Park at the weekend, and the gig was actually on Radio 1. They've kept it quiet. We don't like to kind of brag about these things. As well as that, use the chance to listen to highlights of the gig at Radio 1 online. At the Listen Again feature, I believe.
That'd be very good.
Yep, and I think you can check out pictures of the gig and Zane's interview as well, and other such things from the Red Hot Chili Peppers gig. Apparently it was very, very big.
I heard that.
Do you know who supported?
No.
Do you know? Seriously, do you not know? Do you know who supported?
I think I heard, but I've forgotten.
It's absolutely amazing. James Brown.
Supported them?
Yeah. He's the editor of Leeds magazine, isn't he, Reese?
You mean the proper James Brown, as in Sex Machine James Brown?
Yeah, as in, wow!
I feel good. I knew that I would now. I feel good. I knew that I would now. So good.
so good. I got you.
Dun, dun, got you.
Dun, dun, dun. Tell you what, you don't need it. Hey, if you're listening, Chili's, just get me and Dave.
We got Sol.
There. What?
Got Sol.
Campbell, is he coming in?
Campbell?
Hey, you said it, not me, love. I'm not saying a word. Thank you very much. Right. Dave, you ready?
Yep.
Let's do it then, boys and girls.
And now it's time for Easy Portuguese.
Bon dia, Chris.
Bon dia, Dave.
Absolutely. Right, some more phrases in the Portuguese language, which is what they speak in Portugal.
I can hardly wait.
The first one,
yes.
It references your trip to the England Hotel after the victorious 4-2 victory the other night.
Yeah, I went to the England Hotel and met the captain of England, Mr. David Beckham.
Okay, well, with that in mind and with your outfit in mind, see if you can work out this Portuguese phrase. It goes as follows.
Right.
Toda minha roupa de Inglaterra é roubada e eu admito que eu sou ladrão.
The English are great.
Once more?
Right.
Toda minha roupa de Inglaterra é roubada e eu admito que eu sou ladrão.
England are really good at football and have nice legs.
No. More personal to you. All of my England clothes are stolen and I admit that I am a thief.
No, that's rubbish. This top that I'm wearing...
You robbed from the kit room.
No, the kit room was locked. I couldn't get in. But this top was almost given to me by one of the England staff.
You stole it?
No, I know. I acquired it.
Okay, first one out of the way. Also, with that in mind, your celebrity fun-packed evening.
Yes.
This one is... O contra me com Kaiser Sven.
I have met Sven.
Very close.
Just say it again, then.
O contra me com Kaiser Sven.
See, the trouble is in your pronunciation, obviously. It's I am friends with Sven.
It's actually I nearly met Sven. What do you mean? No, it isn't.
This is actually I met nearly Sven.
I met nearly Sven?
Yeah.
Who's nearly Sven?
I don't know, but maybe my grammar is slightly the wrong way round.
Your grandma is the wrong way round?
O contra me com Kaiser Sven. Or Sven Kaiser, perhaps.
The quas should be first.
Right.
O quas encontrem com Sven.
I'm with you.
Yes, stupid.
Yeah. Bang on.
Yeah.
Right, last one. This is obviously a good phrase for today because we are doing this.
Just while Ben's here, because Ben is
Portuguese.
English Portuguese. What was the first one again? Say the first one again and just see if you get this right.
Toda minha roupa de Inglaterra é roubada e admito que eu sou ladrão.
Apart from the pronunciation, it's fine.
There you go, you see? Yeah. Bang on.
Okay.
Right, the last one. This is a phrase that we can take with us to the Portuguese go-kart Grand Prix today. Okay, it's going to be...
The what?
The Portuguese go-kart Grand Prix. You ready for this?
Timing, see? We did the link 10 minutes ago, and then we have the music.
Very nice. It's almost like we planned it beforehand.
No, we didn't, honestly.
Right. Como minha poeira você mai Luca.
Which is, I look like Ralph Schumacher.
Como minha poeira, vossa me Luca.
I will win the race.
Eat my dust, you crazy mother.
Is that right, Ben?
It's close, yeah.
Yeah? How would you say it as a Portuguese native?
Como minha poeira, maluca mãe.
There you go.
Yeah.
Pretty much there.
Look at mine.
I think it's just a regional variation. I speak Northern Portuguese.
Right, and he...
Southern Portuguese. He's from the Algarve, you know.
Okay, got you.
Anyway, that's Easy Portuguese for today.
Well, thank you very much, Dave.
Useful phrases.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll go down a storm at the Grand Prix circuit.
Easy Portuguese on Radio 1.
Oh, joy. Right, say 53. Tedious link, all set and ready to go?
All set and ready
to go. Check for mistakes, Dave?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, what's the deal now with the trail? Are we playing the wrong Chili Peppers one? Or should we go for Glastonbury?
Glastonbury.
I thought you might say that. Glastonbury. I know I keep saying it every day, but if you got your tickets for Glastonbury and you're really, really excited, you can't wait. Colin and Edith, well, Joe Wiley's going, so she's all Glastonbury'd up. Colin and Edith are obviously there. They're all excited. So from 10 in the morning till 3, just before Scott Mills, who's just whining like some kind of old woman, I didn't have tickets for Glastonbury. Shut up, Mills. And he's trying to make out he's like a big festival girl yesterday. My ass, is he a big festival girl?
Doesn't like getting his feet wet.
He's a bit of pride, and that's about it. So, Mardi Gras.
Home pride.
Yeah.
Bread festival.
He said he's been homelands. He's been a home base. Mm. You know what I mean? So, Joe Wiley might have tickets for Glastonbury today, or it could be Conn Edith, or it could be Scott Mills. You've got to listen out for the engaged tone. And as well as that, 8 o'clock every night on BBC Three is Glastonbury Calling with Colin and Edith. They're completely Glastonbury'd up. So you get to listen to them going on about it, and then you get to them, watch them at the site as well. And they're there already. So they're in a muddy field, and apparently muddy already, Glastonbury.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. And so for those of you who are going, yeah, so what, you're in Portugal, I'd like to inform everyone, it's raining outside. And a beautiful villa in Portugal, it's absolutely peeing it down. It's like one of those horrible, miserable days in the Big Brother house, yeah. All staring out at the rain falling into our pool. It's coming up to 8:56. I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Show, I'ma make it hot, baby. I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Show, I'ma make it hot. Obviously, after 9 o'clock again today, remind me, we're going to do the cannonball run blag.
Oh yeah,
where we try and blag big flash cars to drive from Lisbon to London. Chappers, do you have any preference on car?
Yeah, I like Ferrari.
Ferrari. All right, Rachel. Vanquish, you'd like something like that?
Hmm.
Dave?
Quite like a TVR, I think.
Okay, lovely. Alan, I'll come back to you later. Right, Tuna Sling, Dave. How do you get to say Tuna Sling for yesterday? Tuna Sling 07 of Destiny.
If you add an apostrophe S and child to the end of the word Destiny, you get Destiny's Child, the band that launched the careers of Beyoncé Knowles and Kelly Rowland. Roland Rat, on the other hand, had his career launched by former BBC Director General Greg Dyke. A dyke is a type of river feature, as is a weir. We're Not Going Home was a popular chant in Lisbon after England's 4-2 thumping of Croatia. Someone from Croatia is called a Croat. The word Croat shares many the same letters as the words goat, boat and coat. A coat is what you wear when you're cold. Cold rhymes with gold, which is measured in carrots. Carrots are a favourite food of rabbits, which in turn are a popular dish of the Spanish. The Spanish were beaten by the Portuguese the other night, who now face England in the quarterfinals. The number of teams in the quarterfinals is 8. 8 divided by 4 is 2. And 2 is the exact number of children that Madonna has, which links us predictably to Madonna and Into the Groove.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Which version is it, Dave? Is it the single version or is it the Immaculate Collection version?
I prefer the Immaculate Collection version.
Oh, right. Okay, well, let's get it on then. Sing along time, everybody. Enjoy a bit of Madonna and Into the Groove.
And you can dance.
I prefer the original single version.
Do you?
I've got to be honest. Mm. I don't like that remix. Very slight, I know, but still.
I love the remix.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you had no choice when you had that version. Mm. Anyway, Madonna Into the Groove, Seamless Link?
I believe so, yes.
Rachel, is he right?
There's a slight issue about whether a dike is a river feature.
Of course it's a river feature.
Some people are saying it's a dam.
Yeah, but you find it on a river.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Dike. I've never found a dike on a river.
A dike is a device for stopping the flow of water, isn't it? On a river.
You said it was a river feature.
Yeah, well, it is. Like a weir is a river feature. A lock is a river feature.
I'll tell you what, you missed out as well.
What? A lock is a canal feature.
No, you can have them on rivers as well. Hmm. Yes, you can. Don't shake your head at me, exec producer Reese.
No.
Yes, you can.
I've never seen a lock on a river.
You get loads of locks on rivers.
You can have a lock leading onto a river.
I don't understand why you're all talking about rivers when I've still got a problem with the dike situation.
They're wrong. Dave wins. Fact.
Which river are these dikes? What's that?
A dike is a river feature. You find them on most rivers.
Dike is a river feature.
Now, I'm the only person here with geography A level, and you're incorrect.
Ah. No, you're incorrect because I got geography A level too.
Yeah, but you're always right.
What grade?
A C. No, a D.
A C.
No, a C.
No, we should just go A plus.
Oh, no, I didn't. I got a D. I got a B in my mocks and a D in the real thing.
I'm just taking a sip of tea. It's obviously half-time early.
Hmm.
People also have issues about your link from golden carrots to carrots and rabbits.
I know they're spelled differently, but it was a phonetic link.
Dave wins.
You're meant to put phonetically in there then?
Yes, you are.
That's the rule.
Sorry.
Yes, you are. And, you know, as the only person in the room with a degree in phonetics...
No, I've got one too.
Oh, have you? But what was your grade?
B.
Ah, A+. Plus.
Oh, well.
So, Chris wins. talking of the Grand Prix, we're going karting today. We're having our little Portuguese go-karting trip out later on this afternoon. Are you in, just geography boy? Everyone's in. And it reminded of us of the great Puffin Grand Prix. Now, you're completely blissfully aware of the Puffin Grand Prix.
Unaware.
What did I say, aware?
Blissfully aware.
Sorry. For a long time on the show, we had a sound effect of a puffin, who was called Dale. for no reason whatsoever, and he used to come on the show daily and go... It's that last bit we like. We haven't played the puffin for ages. So, the puffin... Okay, and then we got this. I'm in the shower one day, and I've gone... That could be like a... That could be like... Therefore, the Puffin Grand Prix was born. The only thing on Radio 1 right now.
I was going to say, how surreal is this? We're sat in a villa in Portugal, it's cloudy, raining, and we're listening to puffins.
Love it, you got to love that. Reese, what do you think?
That's genius.
You know, we didn't win a Sony this year. Can you believe that?
I know, you got silver, didn't you?
No, we got bronze.
Oh, sorry.
But I tell you what, we would have taken a silver.
Yeah, but what's better than bronze? Well, silver.
And gold.
We're happy with a Sanyo.
Okay. 8 minutes past nine then. Hard time on the show. Dave, do your thing.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Outside in the rain, actually. Oh, Rachel's just went down Cannonball Run. Not that she's desperate for an Aston Martin.
I'm just reminding
you. This is producer guidelines from Rachel.
I'm going to go out and do my link out.
All right.
In the rain while discussing.
Okay,
Cannonball
be run. Careful though, because it was raining a lot before.
Be careful, you might slip.
Yeah, you might slip over and fall in the pool.
That'd be funny.
Richard, the engineer, is just standing up next to me, giving me my earpiece. I'm mostly standing up, to be fair, after last night.
Oi.
Do you remember banging on the window at one point and going, oi, come on then, let's have it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Right. But that was to the police when they asked us to turn the noise down. Right, so, okay, I'm going to go outside then, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It's still spitting, everybody. It's not raining as heavily as it was. Right, so here's the idea for the great Cannonball Run. We can obviously either fly back to London... Or we can do it over a weekend and drive from Lisbon to London in the great Radio 1 Cannonball Race 2004. Everybody's up for this idea, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, definitely. Rachel is. Alad wants to do it.
Yep. So what we need is, if you're the PR from Key Richard... Random sound effects of pool. Right, so if you're the PR for a big car manufacturer, sporting, ideally, really,
or luxury,
yeah,
or both,
or maybe you're the managing director of Rolls Royce UK, and there's Richard again with it. There you go, because that's the noise I make when I walk around a pool. He's now thinking, I might just go in and waste my time. No, I want pool sound effects. No, you're all right, I'm joking. Right, so here's the deal then. We want to... Can you insure us and loan us one of your vehicles for our great Lisbon to London Cannonball Run? Here's the list so far from Dave. He would like...
Quite like a TVR, I think.
Rachel would like...
I'll have an Aston Martin, please.
Chappers.
A
Ferrari.
A Ferrari.
Yeah, I thought you might say that. Allard.
A red one.
A red one?
Yeah.
A red what?
I don't know. Audi TT.
You want a red Audi TT?
Yeah.
Convertible?
Yes, please.
Okay, fine.
Oh, I quite like a convertible, because it's warm. Me first, sorry.
We can have it. If you want a convertible Aston Martin, Rach?
Mm.
Okay, that looks obvious. Okay. So, you want a convert? Can you get? You can get convertible Ferraris, can't you, Chappers?
Yeah,
you can, yeah.
If not, they can make us one.
Okay. And Dave, you want to work a TVR?
Yeah, or maybe a BMW M3 convertible would be quite nice.
Capri?
No, not a Capri. M3 convertible. Black.
Can you hear that noise, by the way?
What was that?
That's the front gate closing.
Where are you now? Are you on the road?
I'm walking up the road. Right, so, yeah, so if you can help us out with us, obviously you also need to fully, comprehensively insure us,
mm-hmm.
Please, because the BBC can't afford it, and we're buggered if we're doing it ourselves.
But we're very good drivers.
Yeah, we're all very good. Most of us hold clean driving licences.
You know, I haven't driven properly for 7 years.
You're not driving, Rachel. You're in the passenger
seat.
I could get a driver.
I'm an advanced driver.
Brilliant.
That makes it cheaper.
Who's not surprised that Alan's an advanced driver? Do you know what I mean? I don't know what car. What car would suit me, chappers?
Garda.
Convertible Robin Reliant.
See, none of you are funny. Do you know that?
I think you look good in one of those convertible Beetles with the flower vase holder.
I told you, mate, if a bloke drives it, that's where he puts his cigars or fags.
Mm.
You need the long ones, though, do you know what I mean? You need the Marlboro Light 100s.
Yeah.
They sit perfectly in there, for what I believe, anyway. But don't smoke, kids, it's bad for you. I'm quite happy, I don't mind. I quite fancy a convertible Bentley.
Do you?
Yeah. Or a roller. I'm not too greedy. That said, I'll go for an Aston Martin or a Ferrari. Why don't I go for a Porsche Carrera 4?
That'd be quite nice.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Okay, so if you can help us out, you need to contact Will Kinder at Radio 1 today, and then he can sort it all out for us. Obviously, we don't know when this will be because of the football. Fingers crossed we'll beat Portugal on tomorrow night. It's tomorrow night, isn't it, already?
Yep.
And then if we do that, obviously we'll stay for a bit longer. And we'll organise a great big Radio 1 cannonball race. Sorry, cannonball legal drive from Lisbon to London. Who else wants to come with us?
That'll do, won't it?
Yeah.
You think?
So me, Dave, Rachel, Allard, Chappers. So five cars we need.
Hmm.
And if anybody else would like to sponsor it... Obviously, because we'll need to fill up a few times.
This is the BBC.
We're probably going to need accommodation en route as well, aren't we?
Yes, we will. So, if there's any Hiltons or Marriotts in Madrid,
Chris?
Yes.
No.
What?
We're the BBC, remember?
Yeah. What's your point?
Oh, nothing.
I'm sorry about that, Mrs. Aston Martin woman.
Okay, go on.
No, I wasn't saying Aston Martin as in the car. I was saying there might be a man called Aston or Martin who might lend me his car.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Right. So if there are any hotel people listening as well, obviously we won't mention you. But we could, you know, but you will have the honour of saying, you know, to your Spanish guests that we stayed in your hotel.
You can put it on your monthly newsletter.
Yeah, we'll have a photo with us and the manager. Mm. I probably won't.
Thumbs up.
I mean, pardon?
With the, you know, the photo.
I normally just shake their hand, Dave. I'm going to be honest. So, can I just say how surreal this is?
Mm.
I'm standing in the middle of an empty road, right, in Portugal in the rain, discussing cars live on the radio. Anyway, so let us know. But we're actually... From a jokey link about this, we're actually quite serious about it. And if Stuart Murphy's listening, we can film it as well and then chop it all together for a lovely BBC Three show. Right? Or Lorraine Hegarty or anybody, if anybody wants it, chop it down to a nice 20 minutes, help fill the schedule a little bit, you know? I've seen some of the shows that go on late at night. You've got to take it. Is that it then, Dave?
I think that's just about done, yeah.
Oh, and we'd need sweets and food, like, you know, to go with the...
Like Everton mints and stuff.
The what?
Everton mints and stuff. For the journey.
If you want Everton mints, Dave, I'm sure they will send you some Everton mints. Right. Rachel, when you're ready.
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car.
No,
no catchphrases and be in a car park.
Isn't it? A nice key clash at the end there. Nice.
Sorry.
Okay, who wants to play the game?
What game?
Find Chris. I'm on the radio mic.
Yep.
I'm hidden somewhere inside or outside the house.
Okay, I think I might know where you are.
Really? Why?
I just got a hunch.
I think I know where you are as well.
I mean,
yeah. I think you're in the toilet.
Yeah.
Well, come and find me then.
No. Right, I'm coming.
Go, Rach.
Rachel's now journeying upstairs.
Upstairs? That's what it feels.
First floor landing or the top floor?
Come on. Shh, shh, shh. Like a baby.
Are you in the toilet?
Oh, the excitement.
She can't hear us. Chris. Chris. She can't hear us. Are you in the toilet? No. Okay. Are you on the roof terrace? Are you on the road outside? What the hell was that? Is that Rachel clumping around? Like Dumbo. It's like a baby elephant. She just...
You found her.
Him. No.
Ah. So where am I?
Are you upstairs?
Well, you've got to take it in turns. To
right, I'm coming now.
Okay, you can only go to one place.
All right, start the clock.
Day's running upstairs.
He's not in your bathroom, Dave.
I don't know why he's upstairs.
Are you not upstairs?
I'm not saying anything.
I don't think he has gone upstairs.
I know where you are. I know.
Go on, then.
Shall I wait till Dave comes back or shall I run?
No, go on.
No one's in the controls.
I'll do it.
Okay.
This is fascinating.
Come on!
Are you downstairs and nobody else can hear you, Barmy?
I can't tell you.
Please tell me, because I'm not going to get off my arse.
Let's go get. So Dave didn't find me then.
I don't know where Dave's gone. Alec's now looking for you.
He's not there.
Alec can't find you.
Are you in the downstairs toilet?
Dave can't find you.
Don't have a look, Reese.
He's not. I thought he might have been in our wardrobe.
I thought he was in our wardrobe.
He's not in my wardrobe either.
That was the sound of Rachel elegantly running up the stairs.
Do you know where I am?
Rachel's bedroom.
Lisbon. It's brilliant.
This could go on and on and on.
See, I don't think he's outside because I can't hear enough bird tweet noise.
Okay.
3 minutes to news.
Is he hiding in the kitchen?
Come on, chappers, come and find me.
All right, I'll
come on, have a go.
I'll put Mike down.
He's not in the bathrooms.
Run, Mark.
He's not in our wardrobe. He's not on the terrace.
Did you check all the bathrooms?
Chris, can we play a trail first?
No, shut up. Hang on, this is great.
What about playing some music?
Jeffers, come over from here.
Oh, God, I can hear him.
Who's that?
Are you in your bathroom?
Have you got him, Mark?
No. Oh, hang on.
You are.
I thought you were going to go right past me again. Hey.
Where are you?
He was behind the chair in his room.
Oh, I went in there.
But it's all dark in here, so it's really scary.
While you're here, chappers, play the trail, Alan. Listen.
This is Radio 1. Chris Moyle.
From 7.
Now I'm doing the Radio and Breakfast Show, which is one of the biggest...
Beautiful, beautiful. Play the record, Alan, I'm pointing at you.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? I'm not pointing at you because that's where you're standing. I'm not playing the record.
Yeah. It's on.
Yeah.
Great. Here's another record on Radio 1.
One. Here comes the two to the three to the four. Everybody drunk out on the dance floor.
That
single man ain't trying to get hit.
There you go.
Another great record on Radio 1. It fades very quickly, though, that one, doesn't it? It really does.
Quite abrupt.
Yeah, but quite nice. One. Good Charlotte coming up. Big Villa, episode 48. And Usher, and then Cabba catchphrase after news of sports 931.
A serial sex attacker has struck again.
And Jose wants Gerard.
BBC.
Another great song from the legendary Usher. So called because he used to be an usher at the ABC Cinema in Wolverhampton. Cue text from people in Wolverhampton going, "We don't have an ABC Cinema, smart ass. There's only a joke, get over it." And now...
for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans. Just breaking Rachel's yawn there. Sorry about that, my darling. Don't worry, I haven't got long to go. 18 minutes and we're off
okay,
the air.
Sorry.
Morning, Roy. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris.
Shut up, get on with it. Thank you.
Welcome on line one. It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, I'm Jennifer and I'm from Plymouth.
Hey! What do you do in Plymouth, Jennifer?
I'm a landscape gardener.
Do you want to come and do my garden? It's an absolute mess.
Yeah, all right then.
Yeah, are you expensive?
No, I'll do it for you cheap, mate.
How much?
I have to have a look at it first, mate.
All right, you just want to get around my house, don't you? So you can bed me. I know women like you. What are you driving, Jennifer?
I'm in a Ford Transit Tipper.
Nice wheels.
Oh, Bella's Rodders.
Yeah, thanks. Timing is everything.
Catching on.
Where are you parked?
I'm in Taunton Deane Service Station.
Oh, I know that very well.
Oh, do you?
No, not at all. Never been there. Right, let's see you home, Jennifer. It's all right, it's not
it's
too
not bad.
Is your window down?
No.
Wind it down, it always helps.
Okay, try again.
Yep. When I say always helps, sometimes helps.
A bit louder.
All right, stay on the line.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. I'm Debbie and I'm from Lairg.
Hey! From where?
Lairg.
Oh, that's...
Scotland.
You know where, yeah.
It's Inverness way, Dave.
Yeah, it's north of Scotland.
Yeah. What do you do there, Debbie?
I'm a cook.
Oh, really? For who?
The Highland Council, the schools.
Oh, very nice. Have you ever bumped into a man called Jerry Reynolds?
Not yet.
I'm quite surprised with you being a cook and him being quite portly. I thought your paths might have crossed. Where you parked?
I'm parked in a lay-by between Lairg and Altmahara.
Oh, very nice.
Beautiful part of the world.
Chappers just looks really confused. Look at him. What are you driving, Debbie?
I'm driving a bright yellow Vauxhall combo van.
Nice wheels.
Bellas Rodas.
Let's hear the horn, Debbie.
Toon toon.
Oh,
a proper horn.
Do it again.
Toon toon.
Said Thomas.
We're suffering the sheep.
It's what?
The sheep are all running away.
Okay, all right, good. No jokes, please.
Know that feeling.
Right, so, Debbie, are you ready?
Yes.
Jennifer, are you ready?
Yeah.
Horns at the ready, fingers steady, let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Racing three this morning, so I haven't spoken to Chappers yet because I was hiding behind a chair and a curtain in my bedroom. You know how it is, average showing. Right, good luck to the both of you. Mr. and Mrs. Fish are out shopping in Oxfam for some second-hand bargains. The shop is full of celebrities today. That's celebrities.
Celebrities.
Because Tom Jones is in there with Kelly Jones from the Stereophonics and Rod Stewart. They must be buying for the ladies in their life as the shop is mostly stocked with women's fashions. It's all just glad rags and handbags and stuff. Who was that?
Debbie.
Yes, Debbie?
Glad rags and handbags.
Glad bags and hand rags.
No, glad rags and handbags.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
No, you're very, very close. Jennifer, do you want to steal? Yes, Jennifer?
Handbags and glad rags.
You're right!
Got to get in the right order, Debbie, my darling.
Yes.
All right, so point to Jennifer, none to you, Debbie. You need to get this one right. Stay in the game.
Right.
Right, great.
You're both back in play. Here's another Car Park catchphrase.
Mrs. Fish is doing a spot of knitting. For some reason, she doesn't seem to be happy with her needles. She's seeing something on the needle. She's trying to work out what it is. It looks like an eye, and it seems to be winking at her. It's like on the needle, there seems to be an eye, which is very odd, because Mrs. Fish has never seen one of those before, winking at her, this eye that is quite literally on the needle. I suppose you could say... Yes, Debbie?
The eye of a needle. Wink through the eye of a needle. Oh, I don't know. Eye of a needle.
Good God.
You're right!
You haven't a clue, have you, Debbie?
Eh?
It doesn't matter. I think he's proved it there.
What?
All right, so it's a point each.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Whoever gets this is the winner. Mr. and Mrs. Fish are getting ready to go out. Mr. Fish is complimenting her on how lovely she looks. Being a typical woman, Mrs. Fish is now asking exactly just how pretty she looks. Mr. Fish is trying to give her a comparison. You look as pretty as that picture over there, he says. And that's quite... Yes, Jennifer?
Pretty as a picture?
Pretty as a picture.
You're a winner.
You're right!
Jennifer, well done, my darling.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Debbie, sorry about that.
That's all right.
No, but better luck with the rest of the day.
Oh, I will do. Enjoy the rest of your holiday.
It's not a holiday. Bye.
See ya.
Am I not on the air right now? Surely right now is the time that at least I'm working. Jennifer, well done. You've won a great prize.
Oh, yeah?
You've won some cheese.
Oh, yay.
That we'll post from Portugal. Good luck.
Oh, thank you.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, thanks, Jennifer. Thanks, Debbie. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
We've had our first phone call offering us a car for a cannonball run. I won't say which make it is, but... Oh, Lord, won't you buy me? Is a clue. I had a good idea. Chunk, our driver, right, back in the UK, texted me. And you know, I was saying, I don't really know what car I want to drive for the Cannonball Run from Lisbon to London. Text me, a Hummer.
Take you a week.
Eh?
Take you a week.
I don't know what speed they go. You must have, you know, supercharged Hummers, I'm sure.
And it
costs
you about $3,000 in petrol.
I get it sponsored by, you know, cheese or something. It's 9:52 on Radio 1. Joe Wiley is here at 10 o'clock this morning, looking absolutely beautiful as ever, I imagine. And I do every day. Yeah, when I finish the show, I go into my bedroom and I close all the
curtains. I don't want to know anymore.
Okay, fine. Morning, chappers.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Did I scare you when you found me?
You did a little bit, yeah, because all the curtains were drawn in both your bathroom and your bedroom.
He was imagining Joe Wiley.
No,
he wasn't.
I told you, I do that after the morning meeting. I've got a conversation with her. Hi, Joe, how are you? I'm fine, Chris. You're looking gorgeous today. Thank you. We'll talk about this later off the air. Meanwhile, let's talk about football.
Yes. What do you want to know?
First of all, obviously, the big game is Portugal-England tomorrow night, right? Can you get me tickets to sit at the front?
I don't know if I can get you tickets at the moment.
Why?
Because there's a shortage of tickets.
Why?
Well, because it's the biggest game of the tournament so far.
Yeah, but you're in with the FA, right? You've met David Beckham, like what I have, but you've met him before me. Yeah. So you'll be able to sort us out. Oh, we want six tickets for the front row on the halfway line.
Apparently we want 10.
We want 10 tickets.
Oh, 10 tickets for the front row at the halfway line.
Okay, well, I've put various calls and texts into various PR people and people at the FA that I know, so fingers crossed.
To be honest, he's crap.
I know, but to be honest with you, we take 10 tickets anyway.
I bet you €100, you can't get any tickets for the game.
Well, no, because then if I don't, then that's double punishment. One, I don't get to go to the game, and two, I have to give you €100.
Brilliant.
I'll give you €100 out of my own pocket, right, and let you push me in the pool. If you can get front row seats...
Well, no, you're changing.
Seats anywhere. We need 10.
All right. €100 for the seats. Right. €100, and you can push me in the pool if you get front rows.
Right, well,
just get whatever you can, Mark.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
Thank you very much.
If you are listening in England and you're one of the people who received texts from me, could you let me know, please, what's going
on? Too sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I even put in nice texts that they were nice PR people and stuff. You're a lovely PR person. Please, can we have tickets?
All right, relax.
Well, so she's got a big chunky fat ass if she doesn't deliver.
The private coded message.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks,
chunky fat ass. So, games last night. So, Italy have gone,
yeah. And it was... if Sweden and Denmark finished 2-2, then even if Italy won, they would have gone out. So, all the Italian paper websites today will be saying it's a conspiracy.
You would imagine, because you've checked the Italian paper, but you don't read Italian.
No, I checked trying to find Dello Sport.
You were trying to find the Italian word for fix, weren't you?
Yeah, I was hoping it'd be fix.
You've got no idea what they're saying. You could be looking at the weather report for all you know.
I don't know what they said, but they're very angry at the Italians. So the Italians have gone home. Denmark will now play the Czech Republic. Sweden will get either Holland, Germany or Latvia. And then in the semi-finals, the winner of that Sweden game will play the winner of the England-Portugal game. So that's quite good. Do you want Ben Q's stat, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, from your friend?
From my friend, Mr. Q.
By the way, I found out that's a massive company. It's not a bloke.
No.
And all this time, I've been taking the mickey, thinking it was a bloke.
It was just a mate of mine.
Called Ben Q.
No, it's...
But they do
all the official stats, yeah. Portugal, looking ahead, have got two players in the top six on the best passers in this tournament. England are way down with David Beckham in ninth.
Wow.
And that's it. And do you know who the next two best passers in the England team are, according to the stats?
No.
Lampard?
No.
Gerrard?
No.
Paul Gascoigne?
Rooney?
No. Ashley Cole and Gary Neville.
Really?
Yes.
He gets the ball and passes the ball.
Ashley Cole.
Yeah. It works, don't mock me. It works, for God's sake. Right, so tomorrow, I want to know if you've got front row seats for the England-Portugal game. If you get front row, I'm in the pool.
Okay.
If not, you owe me €100.
Come on, help me out.
We'll take 10 anywhere, Mark.
Yeah. You and your great big friend with a big fat ass. Whatever, I don't know what's up. Thank you, chappers.
Thank you.
Back on with Scott Mills this afternoon, hopefully, from our Grand Prix.
From the Grand Prix.
Live from the Grand Prix in Portugal. Our Grand Prix, obviously. It's not the real Grand Prix. It's our Grand Prix.
It's better.
Yeah, it's just down the road. I'll stop talking now. Love this song. Shapeshifters, load of steam. Absolutely class. Comes out in 3 weeks on the 12th of July. Not long after we beat France in the final of year 2004. Would be nice. So tomorrow then, find out more about our cannonball run. And I'm really up for this now. So
I'm
is
up
Rachel,
for this.
Right? Chappers is. Alad's not 100% sure. He's thinking 2.5 hour flight, 3 days in a car travelling. No contest really.
Rachel's just gone. You can be with me.
Brilliant. Definitely flying then.
Pushed it.
Get me to the airport.
Dave Pierce is on tonight from 6 o'clock. Scott, the legend, Mills from 3. Colin Ian from 1. And Joe Wiley coming up next. Your chance to win Glasgow tickets at some point today.